You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union has granted the export of around 41 million coronavirus vaccine doses to 33 countries since the start of February. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the EU is still waiting for doses to come from the UK to ensure the plan is reciprocated.
And I want to be clear on reciprocity. So we are exporting a lot to countries that are themselves producing vaccines. And we think this is an invitation to be open so that we also see exports from those countries coming back to the European Union.
Most of the EU's worry is over Britain, home of the AstraZeneca vaccine, where the inoculation campaign has progressed at a much faster pace than in the EU. But UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock dismissed the warning from the EU chief, stating Britain has a legal obligation to provide 100 million AstraZeneca doses to the British people.
President von der Leyen has said, there should not be restrictions on the export of vaccines by companies where they are fulfilling contractual responsibilities. And so the supply of vaccines from EU production facilities to the UK is indeed fulfilling contractual responsibilities, and we fully expect those contracts to be delivered on.
Mr. Hancock also marked the UK's vaccine progress with more than 500,000 people being given their first jab. He has insisted that the government still plans to have everyone aged 50 and over receive a vaccination by April the 15th.
So we're moving in the right direction, thanks to everybody following the rules that are keeping us safe now, and thanks to everybody coming forward to get a jab that will keep us safe for the future. Now is not the time to waver. We're on the road to recovery. The vaccine is our way out. We are on track. So let's stick with it, follow the rules, and when you get the call, get the jab.
Meantime, a World Health Organization vaccine safety panel says it believes the benefits of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks and is recommending that vaccinations continue. Dr. Kate O'Brien from the WHO says people should not be afraid to take the AstraZeneca vaccine because cases of blood clots are very rare.
The main point here is to try and separate out events that are related or potentially related to a vaccine from events that are happening coincident with but not related to the vaccine itself.
The European Medicines Agency has said it was investigating reports of 30 cases of unusual blood disorders out of 5 million recipients of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Meanwhile, India is administering the AstraZeneca vaccine because it has seen no signs the vaccine causes blood clots. Government health expert Dr. Vinod Paul says India's health ministry was aware of the potential side effect, but said he had no concern.
Covishield implementation, Covishield vaccination in the country will go on with full vigor. But at the same time, we are mindful of the fact to address this concern as an ongoing activity based on the data available to us, as well as we are watching the information being made available from other sources. But today, there is no concern at all with regard to Covishield.
In parts of France, new coronavirus restrictions are being implemented on Thursday because of a surge of infections around Paris and other northern areas of the country. And in Brazil, Dr. Carissa Etienne has warned that the situation there is very critical. She's the director of Pan American Health Organization.
The situation in Brazil is a cautionary tale that keeping this virus under control requires continuous attention by public health authorities and leaders to protect people and health systems alike from the devastating impact of this virus.
Just a day after the highest number of daily deaths since the beginning of the pandemic, Brazil's health minister defended hygiene protocols, saying that Brazilians will live normally. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.